Please open your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. I'd like us to read it together. Can we go? Want to go? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Talking quickly on trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. What is trust? What is trust? Trust is a firm belief in the reliability or the ability of someone or something. It's a firm belief in the ability and the reliability of someone or something. When you trust somebody, you believe it firmly that he's able to do what it is that he's expected to do. Number two, trust is a firm belief in the truth of someone or something. So when you trust somebody and the person tells you, I am coming, you rely on it. You believe it. You know that he will. When you trust somebody and that person says, I will give it to you, you have a strong belief in the truth that what that person has said is true. Little children have a great level of trust. If you tell a little child, I will buy you an aeroplane, he believes it because his trust has not been tampered with. Number three, trust is a firm belief in the ability of someone or something. It's a firm belief in the ability of someone or something that person is able to do it, has the capacity, has the ability to do what it is that he or she is to do. And number four, trust is the acceptance of the truth of a statement or an utterance of someone without evidence or investigation. You believe what he has said. You believe that what has come out of his or her mouth is true, without investigation and without evidence. One of the most unfortunate things in our generation today is that things have been so sugar-coated, so adulterated, that the very word trust has been destroyed. Please, let me have a chair. Please drop the chair here. Would you like to sit on it? Go ahead. You just sat? You didn't check it. You didn't test it.
It's okay.
Eh? You said what?
I know that it's okay. No.
You know that it's okay. How? Why?
Because there's nothing on it now.
Because it doesn't look like it has a problem. So what happened? You had the trust that this chair can carry your weight. Stand up. You can go back with the chair. How many times have you woken up in the morning and you had to get a gauge or a stick or something to check the ground before you came out of bed? That is, you are lying down, you are sleeping, and you woke up. You are supposed to come off the bed, and you use something to check. Am I sure this ground today can carry my weight? How many of you have ever had to do that? How many of you have ever had to You held your breath, said, I'm not sure that the oxygen God provided today is correct oxygen. Let me go to the lab and test the air for the atmospheric oxygen concentration, quality and standard, before I agree to breathe it in. Why? You trust him. There are basic everyday things about God that we trust him about. But unfortunately, very unfortunately, many of us have failed to trust him for everything. We fail to trust him. We trust him that an average ground can carry our weight and we can jump on it. We trust him that an average chair anywhere can carry our weight and we don't test the chair before we sit on it. It looks obviously okay. We sit on it. One of the worst things that can happen to any man, any woman, anybody in life is to be distrusted. When you are not trusted, when somebody distrusts you, it's discouraging. It's a breach. And why then do we want people to trust us and then we can't trust God? He says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And we doubt it. He says, I will bless your bread and bless your water. I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. And nothing shall cast thee young, and nothing shall be barren in your land. And we distrust him. He says, some trust in chariots and others in horses. But we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. And then we become afraid. Trust is one. Lack of trust is one great temptation that we need to overcome as children of God to be able to command and get the attention of God. What are some of the benefits of trusting in God? Let's look very quickly at Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs 28, and we'll look at verse 25. Proverbs 28, 25. What does it say? It says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made what? He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. So number one, benefit of trust in the Lord is fatness, abundance, supply, provision. He will fill your barns to overflowing and your increase is multiplied in the land. When you trust in God, he blesses you because he is happy to know that there's somebody that believes in his ability to provide for them. Yeah, there is fatness, there is increase, there is plenty, abundance is made available to you. Number two, let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So, number two is direction. When you trust in the Lord, he gives you direction. You don't miss the way. You don't miss the road. You enter into businesses with the direction of God because you trust him. That if your trust is firm in him, that he will not lead you astray. And then you don't try to dabble your hands into other avenues. Your trust is in God absolutely. And when you trust God absolutely, he has the ability and the capability to do what? Direct your paths. He leads you in the paths that you should go. It's like Psalm 23 tells us, he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He gives us direction. He doesn't allow us to hit our legs against a stone. He gives us direction. He gives us the knowledge of his will concerning our lives per time. Praise the Lord. Number three, Proverbs 29. Proverbs 29 and verse 25, the Bible says there, it says, 29, 25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but those who put their trust in the Lord shall be what? They shall be safe. So trust in the Lord guarantees safety. Trust in the Lord guarantees your preservation. Trust in the Lord ensures that anywhere you are per time, His shield is over you. When you trust in the Lord, God rises up to the occasion. He rises up with confidence that you are confident in His ability to protect you and to keep you and to shield you. And what happens? God puts a shield around you. How many times have we heard testimonies here about people that experienced the practical shield of God? A young man left a vigil. I think it was a Bible school vigil or something. I don't know what vigil it was. And on his way back to his house, some hoodlums started shooting bullets at him. Real guns shooting at him. And they told him, stop there, stop there. And he was drunk with some revelation of trust in God. And he kept on walking and told him, stop there. And he wouldn't stop because he was firmly trusting in God. And they began to shoot. And it was like he felt a cold hand on his back. And the bullets began to hit the cold hand and fell to the ground. At the end of the day, those hoodlums, whatever their mission was, ran for dear life. Why? Trust was on ground, and God has the ability by whatever means to preserve and to keep safe those that trust in Him. I see the trust that you have in God rising up in your protection and your preservation today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And number four, your trust in God in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 4. Isaiah 26 and verse 4. It says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah, that is the Lord Yahweh. You remember the song we sang last week, Monday? The Lord Yahweh, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. So number four, trust in God is a guarantee of strength. Everlasting strength. You grow from strength to strength all day in Zion that appeared before the Lord. Your days are from strength to strength, from glory to glory. The path of a just is a bright shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. And so when you trust in God, you are guaranteed plenty. You are guaranteed increase, abundance. Number two, you are guaranteed direction, knowledge, the will of God. Number three, you are guaranteed safety. And number four, you are guaranteed strength. God is rising up on behalf of somebody tonight. If you are a believer, shout aloud, amen. And how do you connect with trust? How do you come to the trust level of relationship with God? Trust is an advanced level of relationship. It's a covenant level of relationship. You don't just believe Him, you trust Him. You know without a shadow of a doubt that He's there for you. And that's why our senior pastor, our father in the Lord, Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche, sang that song or received that song. I have put my faith in you. I have put my trust in you. And we sing it. You are always there to help me. You are always there for me. You are always there to preserve me. Even when I cannot feel you, even when I cannot trace you, even when I don't know what is happening on my left and on my right, I know you are there for me. That is trust. That is absolute trust. I cannot trace you. I might not be able to feel you, but I know you are there. Is anybody here in the house tonight that is rising up in trust for God? Jump up on your feet and give Him a shout of hallelujah. I think one of my best stanzas in that song is, my life is in your hands. My life is a project in progress. That is, every single day, I am still in the process. He's still molding me. He's still making me. He's still recreating and refashioning and remolding me. And I know that I might not be where I want to be today, but if I keep on in my trust in Him, He's taking me to where He wants me to be. Is there anybody in the house that believes and trusts in God? Give Him a shout of hallelujah. Choir, let's take that song. Lift up your hands as you pray it as a prayer. Pray it as a prayer. Pray it as a prayer. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I shall never.